you know that my goals are to basically have this when we have reach critical mass available 24/7 to people all over the world. It's kind of a category that doesn't exist. If you heard Dr. Wittar talk about blue ocean strategies, it's one of those where it's something that is not available in the world. And I want to help provide that to the world. So let me just give you some disclaimers. This is not therapy per se, although obviously the techniques and tools that are used herein could be very well used by practitioners and therapists, but this we would put under the category of self-help service, because I'm not coming in this platform with my any initials at the end. And we actually say that we take our hats off, because that's part of what this connection experience is about. It's just connecting as a human being to another, fully being present and connecting at the hearts, not at the mind. We can do that too, but the goal is to connect at the hearts to jumpstart another. And it's reciprocal. The difference with the therapies that we use here at Sufi Salon is that we don't say that we're treating the client who's coming to be listened to or to connect. So it's very unlike any other therapy or modality in that way. It's really just about being in the present. And then in a minute or two, I'll ask for a volunteer who will sit with me. And what that means is that I am going to be what we call a presenter, being present in the moment with somebody who wants to discuss or go over something distressing. That it's better to do it if it's something more recent, so that it's, you know, it's still fresh, and then we can help you through that. So any distressing situation, incident, or it can be in the past as well. And through that discussion or dialogue, then we can see how it works. It's the best way to experience this is to witness it. So since all of you are new, hopefully that gives you a little explanation, but basically you'll see. So whoever is going to be my volunteer for today to be the one who wants to experience it, the rest of you will have to make sure you're muted. And then at the end of it, it'll be about, on average, it's usually about 20 minutes. Here's the other administrative issue. Since this is going to bump us off in 40 minutes, if you all could just use the same link to jump right back in if we're not finished. That way you don't have to wait for me. You just use the same link to just jump right back on. A lot of you probably already know that. And let me just say, if any of you, because it is recorded, want to change your name, you can do that. You can click on where your name is, go where the dot, 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 you just go to where your name is and you can change it. But usually for Sufi Salon, we don't use videos, we use audios. So you should be good. But just in case there's a time where something comes up and we think it's really good for training, we might use it. So if you want to change your name, you can do that. And I'll give you a minute to do that if you need be. But otherwise, does anybody have any questions before we begin? No? You all good? Okay, Jenna, Helen, Sandra, Sandy. So who would like to be a volunteer to experience it? And the rest of you, I would have to have you on mute. But the thing is, everyone else will participate when we're done with the sitting, with the volunteer, because that's part of our experience. What psychologists have learned in the last 10 years is that when others, even bystanders and observers, are able to express what they felt, it helps everybody. It helps everybody heal. Even if they weren't the person who was discussing their emotional distress, it still helps us all heal. So, if I don't get a volunteer, then I would just keep, I'll just explain the rest of how this works. But hopefully one of you would be a volunteer, because the best way to understand it is to experience it. So basically what's going to happen is once one of you starts speaking or just sitting with me and the, all the others are just observing, and later they can resonate and express what they felt, but it just comes naturally, whatever it comes to mind. Remember, this is not psychoanalysis. It's not, I'm not going to be analyzing anything. If you were to call it something, it's just to help facilitate the client. You know, in Sufi Salon, we believe that everyone has their own solutions. So there's no judgment. So the person, you know, who comes in here to sit with us, they can say whatever they want. But what you'll notice is that I'm going to be following a set of rules. Like I will never tell the person who's coming on what my opinions are or what I think they should do. Because it's all about just being and connecting with the heart and letting the person in emotional distress, you know, realize it themselves. So it's, I'm just here sitting in the present. It's the best way to explain it.